Order, order.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker.
That's Lockwood Smith, and he too celebrated Māori Language Week in the House by uttering the opening prayer in Te Reo.
I te atua kaharawa, e mana kone, e ngā kou iti nei, ko ihu karaiti nei hoki, tō tato ariki, āmene.
Then it was on to question time with the Prime Minister, John Key, defending his cycleway from attack by a sceptical opposition.
Mr. Speaker, three things. Firstly, I promoted it because I think it's a good idea. It will be a tourist attraction both internationally and domestically. Secondly, I promoted it because I think it will make a long-term difference to New Zealand. And thirdly, I promoted it because I personally think a cycleway across New Zealand is a hell of a lot better idea than welfare for millionaires.
After letting that one go over his head, opposition leader Phil Goff neatly turned the next one back on the Prime Minister.
I just make one final point. I am so looking forward to election 2011, when National will be talking about extending the cycleway to even greater parts of New Zealand, and Phil Goff will be campaigning on ripping up the cycleway around New Zealand. Well, way you go, Tiger. Give that one a whirl.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister was looking forward to the Mount Albert by-election. Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Key's Social Development Minister, Paula Bennett, then got caught out by a pincer movement, starting with this question from her Green shadow, Sue Bradford.
Does the Minister believe that she may have breached the Privacy Act in releasing confidential details about the income of the two women who went public complaining about the loss of the training incentive allowance? And if she has breached the Privacy Act by not either telling them or asking them whether she could make those statements, will she apologise to those women forthwith?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I would refer the member to the guidelines for ministers on the Privacy Commissioner's own website, which shows that people can give implied consent for ministers to discuss their personal circumstances by going to the media.
Paula Bennett then faced this question from Labour's Charles Chevelle.
Was the minister advised that the individuals concerned had given implied consent to the release of their personal information? If so, on the basis of what precedent? And if not, why did the Minister not take advice on this point?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I looked at the guidelines that were on the Privacy Commissioner's website. Mr. Speaker, let's be quite clear, there's no new standard. This is not something we'll be making a practice of. But
a complaint from Charles Chevelle that Paula Bennett had not answered his question was upheld by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Ministers are not at liberty to answer a different question. If the question asked had been what approach did the minister take to going about this, then that would have been a perfectly acceptable answer. But there was a specific question about advice, and I think the House deserves an answer whether or not advice was received. Certainly, one part of the question does need to be answered. Honourable Paula Bennett.
As I stated in my answer, I certainly referred to the guidelines for ministers that are on the Privacy Commissioner's website. I felt that was adequate.
Charles Chevelle then narrowed the focus of his inquiry.
What steps did the minister take to ensure that the information she did release was accurate, complete, and not misleading to the public? For example, did she make any inquiries in relation to payments under the Child Support Act?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I did take big steps to check that the information was correct.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Charles Chevelle.
I asked the minister what steps she took to make sure that the information she released was accurate, complete and not misleading, particularly in reference to one act. And the answer just simply didn't address the question.
Overriding protests from the government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, the Speaker again upheld Mr. Chevelle's complaint.
The member, I think, was very careful in the way he asked the question. He asked what steps were taken, etc., to check the information. Now, I believe that is simply saying steps were taken is not in anyone's language an answer to that question.
Nevertheless, it took one more question for Mr. Chevelle.
Did the minister make any inquiries of her officials or anyone else as to the existence of payments under the Child Support Act in this case?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, no.
Question.
Finally, a blast from the past.
Are there any petitions?
The petition of Dr. Muriel Newman requesting that the House note that 250 people have signed a petition asking that New Zealand school children be protected from political indoctrination.
Muriel Newman was an ACTLIST MP in the House from 1996 to 2005. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.